It's a big weekend on the plains as Auburn looks to close out this already very impressive transfer portal class.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Friday. The weekend is upon us. SEC basketball is about to kick off, guys, and we have some big portal visitors this weekend trying to put a bow on this class. You're sitting at number seven. You're not far away from moving up those rankings. You got a chance to add some guys to the class at some positions of need this weekend, and you got options. You got multiple guys coming in at each position. We talked about some of the other ones earlier in the week. We're going to talk about two more that are coming, should be here on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll dive into each one of those and what they mean as well as far as where they fit and the impact they can make on this team. So before we do that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 50% deposit bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back on top of it in free play that you can go risk-free, take, and try to win big, and then roll that over, and then just keep going. Keep stacking. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. As I mentioned, it's a big weekend for Auburn in the portal. You got Kenyatta Watson already tweeting out, ready to finish, put a bow on this thing, get this thing tied up, get these guys in here and ready to start working on this 2025 season. Get ready for spring. Just that spring's when you build a team, get a team built together, and you got a chance to put a bow on this class here this weekend. We already talked about Jeffrey Emba and Chris Kelly earlier in the week. They're visiting first. They're coming in. Some of them could arrive tonight. They should be here today. I think Jeffrey Emba should be here. He's at some point in time today. If he didn't get here late last night, his visit scheduled for today. Chris Kelly Murray. He will be here tomorrow. And then at some point in time, you have your two new visitors we're going to talk about in just a second. You could see the real emphasis to me on both sides of the ball as far as which side of the ball was in a better shape. We thought it was defense, obviously. And then you look at the impact players that you had to get on offense versus defense, and that just goes to show you what the emphasis actually was. Now you just got to fill holes. You got to get the adequate amount of players at each position. And you got to try to find the right guys that fit the different criteria you're looking for. Guys that can, obviously can play, that fit the role, that have the good amount of years left that you need to fill those holes. And if you really got to evaluate them hard, and if you hit on one, great. I think that's kind of the goal right now. You're not necessarily needing difference makers. You don't need to go get just a bona fide starter on the defensive line. You have some really, really good talent coming back. So what are you're trying to just fill those gaps? And that kind of seems like the theme, I guess, of the defensive side of the ball. So who's visiting? The first guy that's visiting is AJ Hoffler. He's an edge from Clemson. He's got 2 years to play, which is interesting. He went in the portal shortly before TJ Parker, their Clemson's big time defensive end, declared that he was going to return, which I think that's funny every time I see it. That just to me shows this guy was shopping. I think TJ Parker was shopping, and other teams were probably coming after him, at least through agents, things like that. And he ends up saying he's going to stay. Probably AJ got some word that was going to happen prior because he went into the portal. And look, Clemson recruits the defensive line just as good as anybody in the country. They recruit edges just as good as anybody in the country. They recruit ends, defensive tackles. They recruit the defensive line. You can look across that line, look across that depth chart, and it's pretty much a who's who every single year. They just really focus on defensive line recruiting, and they hit a lot on those guys. And sometimes they hit on them young, and they play a good bit. TJ Parker is a good example. Peter Woods is a really good example. Those guys are impact guys that both are returning. So when I say returning, they're not transferring. They had no choice but to return because they were only sophomores. But that just makes the pathway to playing time just that much longer. Even though you probably could get there at Clemson, for a guy like A.J. Hoffler, it makes the path to playing time just that much tougher, that much longer to wait. And I think maybe you can find a better situation, and maybe that's at Auburn. He was a consensus 4-star recruit out of high school. Just like I said, Clemson knows how to pick them. Clemson goes and gets 4-star guys every single year across the board, and this guy was one of them. He was from Woodward Academy. If that sounds familiar, it's in Atlanta. That is the same high school as Damari Austin. So anytime Woodward puts out really good players. You can go look at the Woodward Academy list of dudes that have gone on to play college football and gone on to the NFL, and it's pretty long, pretty lengthy. So you could possibly have that connection there. And anytime you can have a connection at a big time school like that in Atlanta, doesn't make you mad one bit. One single bit. He's 6'4", 240, 250, 240-ish to 250. I mean, that's the measurables you're looking for at that position. Length, athletic ability, those are what you're looking for. If you got you got guys on your team already that sort of have some of those measurables. You got Kieron Crawford that's close to that. You have Amaris Williams is close to that. Jamonta Waller's a little bit shorter, but same type. He's short, but he's still got a little bit of length to him, and the size as well. So you got guys. That's kind of the attributes from a measurable standpoint that you're looking for in that position. So not a ton of wow statistics. He played sparingly his freshman year. I think he only played in 7 games. Played in every game last year for a limited number of snaps. Not really sure if it was more, I assume it was more, just backup situational, give a guy a break type role. And then Clemson obviously won a bunch of games, so I'm sure there was some mop-up time that he got in there as well. But again, it's not a guy that's going to come in and it's going to wow you with statistics. It's not going to be like a guy that just comes in and he's got, 10 sacks last year. Like a Chris Murray. But it's a guy that's got Power 5 experience, played on a really good defensive line against really good competition, against really good offensive line in practice. What you're hoping for when you get a guy like this is that he has a realization of potential. You're hoping that when you get a guy like this who is a former 4-star who's sort of been sitting behind another elite guy, it's kind of what the transfer portal, I guess, is all about. You know what I mean? Like, I understand people say you don't want the competition, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. But, I mean, reality is reality, and you're not unseating TJ Parker. You're not going to beat him out. So what do you do? Do you just sit there and wait your whole collegiate career? You could be the best practice player. You could be the best at when you get your chances to go in. You're just not going to unseat him. He's an All-American. He had 11 sacks last year. You're not beating out that guy. And he can't go anywhere unless he transfers, and he's not doing that. So what do? Do you sit for another year of potentially, wasting eligibility? Wasting an opportunity to go shine somewhere else? I think that's what you hope for when you go after a kid like this that doesn't have a lot of proven production on the board. You hope that you get a kid that's got a little fire under him that, sees this opportunity, that gets a chance and wants to, make the best of it. I think that's what I think that's what you're looking for. He'd be a really good addition to this room, very low risk. And again, you never know. You never know when a kid like this could pop. You never know when a kid gets an opportunity like this and he gets a few more reps, just a few more this, a few more that. You never know if a kid like this could explode and have a really good year. So if you're coming down to this guy or Chris Murray, to me, I like both. They're both almost identical measurables. They're both very similar in size. There's not a ton of film on A.J. Hoffler. I really like the explosion from Chris Murray. So if I had to pick one of the two, I don't think I'd want Chris Murray. But again, there's a lot to be said for being a part of that Clemson defensive line room. Nick Eason is a beast, and he gets in the best defensive line, the best defensive lineman from all over the country, and they end up turning into being really good offense defensive linemen. So any guy that's in that room, you feel like has a chance to pop. So I could see the argument for both. I could see Auburn going either way here. So I don't think there's really a clear cut answer as to which one's better. So A.J. Hoffler, edge from Clemson, should be here over the weekend, later this weekend. I would imagine he'll come after, you know, Chris Murray gets here and gets his visit over with. So be on the lookout for that one. Who knows? That one could be one. If Chris Murray leaves without committing, if Chris Murray leaves without signing, I will watch out for that one. That one would be one you could go ahead and put the heat on and get signed and get done while they're here, and you're good to go. You're good to go. You're in your edge room is pretty much set. You got your proven guy, Kieron Crawford. You got your up-and-coming, young, highly recruited guys, Jamonta Waller coming off an injury, Amaris Williams, who's a freak. And then you add in A.J. Hoffler to the room, a guy that's, you know, been sort of been battle-tested, at least in practice, with all the different, all those different stud defensive linemen that Clemson has. So let's see what happens with that one. Annette, we got to go through another guy, another interior defensive lineman. But before we do that, we definitely got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. No matter what you have set as far as retirement goes, savings go, give Ford a shot to get just double check, just to make sure you're on the right path. Make sure you're not paying crazy fees. There's really no risk. And he'll do it for you absolutely free with that's typically will cost you $1,500 elsewhere. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Reach out to Ford and y'all get this thing rolling. Get this thing rolling in the right direction. And you'll make a great friend at the same time. Tell him War Eagle, tell him we sent you. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Terry Webb. Terry Webb is a very interesting prospect from Texas State. So he's your true nose tackle. Okay. This is 100%. He's going to line up dead on the center, maybe a shade off, 315, 320 pounds, 6'3". And he is going to cause what you hope is he just causes a little, he muddies the water right there in the middle, sits down, eats up space, requires, you know, multiple blockers. To me, that's kind of what you're wanting out of this position. You already got Dallas Walker, but that's really the only other true nose you have. So you need another one. And Terry Webb could be that guy. You know, Jeffrey Emba is coming in before him, but Emba's not really a true nose tackle. He's kind of like a tweener. You know, I think he's like a tweener interior and defensive end type player. Auburn really needs that true nose tackle. Okay. One of the things about him that was intriguing to me is that he had 3 sacks last year per PFF from the nose tackle position. And I know he plays in the Sun Belt, but 3 sacks from the nose tackle, you're being disruptive. You're getting after it because that's not a typical – typically there's not a ton of stats to be had there. Your stats don't go on the stat sheet. It's more of did I hold my gap? Did I disrupt the play? Did I force the run to a different direction? Did I muddy the water on a mesh? Did I do what I was supposed to do? Those don't typically show up in the box score. as tackles, as sacks, as tackles for loss, as forced fumble. Like that just doesn't – those guys that play that position, they understand that going in. It's almost like an offensive lineman. But three sacks is pretty impressive. So he's got a little bit of quick twitch to him, and he can get back there. Really, really good run defense grade from PFF. If you put any weight in PFF rankings, ratings, really good at run stopping. That's kind of his thing. I'm able to – he's strong enough to be able to hold his spot, and, again, change the direction of what the offense is trying to do. I think that's your biggest – that's your biggest goal as a nose tackle. So really good run stopping grade. Believe it or not, he's the number 8 overall ranked interior defensive lineman in the whole portal. He's not even – this is not number 8 of what's left. This is number 8 overall, which is pretty impressive to me. Pretty shocking number 1 when I looked it up. I didn't expect it to be that high. He's ahead of Jeffrey Emba by a fair amount. So – This isn't just another guy. This isn't just another body. This is a pretty highly thought of interior defensive lineman. He's up there on the rankings of that position. So, again, that he could be a difference maker. You should be excited. Pretty excited to get a kid like that in here. So, we'll have to see how that plays out. But, yeah, ranking is good. He's got 1 year left, guaranteed, okay? But there could be more. There could be more. This is another one of those JUCO situations. You know, the JUCO ruling to where your JUCO eligibility shouldn't count against your NCAA eligibility. So if you play 2 years at JUCO, it's just 2 free years. You still got those 2 years plus – you know, 2 more when you get to the NCAA, when you get into, you know, Division I, or I guess it would work in Division II as well. But when you get to Power 5 football, when you get to Power 5 or G5 football, your JUCO shouldn't count against you. So they're guaranteed 1 year. They got the waiver for 1 year, guaranteed. And I'm sure the NCAA is going to appeal. We'll have to see how that appeal process works out to see if there's additional years, but if he played 2 years at JUCO, he's only played 2 years at Texas State. So if he played 2 years at JUCO, we know he's got one left. He could have another. And if that works out, you've hit the jackpot. You got a nose tackle with collegiate experience at a high level, and you get him for more than 1 year. So I think you could hit the jackpot with this kid. There's a scenario where you may try to take Terry Webb and Jeffrey Emba. If you can make it work as far as the position goes for what you do with Jeffrey Emba, there may be a scenario where you could take both of them. So this may not be – I know it looks like you have an edge and an interior guy coming in, and then you have another edge and interior guy coming in. So it seems like you're going to take one or the other from each position. But there could be a scenario, I think, where you take Terry Webb and Jeffrey Emba. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. Terry Webb comes in on Sunday, I think. So if things don't go well, or if you just don't feel like it's going to work with Emba, or if you feel like you want both, I think you'll see some movement here really, really quick. Auburn was patient on the defensive line finishing out this thing. I think they wanted to wait and see a lot of the bowl games out of the way, see who was going to maybe declare afterwards, see if there was anybody that, you know, may portal that they may want to take a look at. I got a really sneaky suspicion just based off of their posts that they may have had their eyes on, you know, TJ Parker and Peter Woods from Clemson. I got a sneaky suspicion that those guys were ones that they were watching just because of the whole, both of them said, thank you, Clemson, after the game. Both of them tweeted the exact same thing. So speculation ran rampant. And then both of them did the I'm coming back thing. When you're a sophomore and you have no other option but to come back unless you're looking elsewhere. So I got this sneaky suspicion. You're being patient. You're going to see if one or both of those guys portal and maybe go big after one of those guys. But that didn't happen. They were patient. They waited it out. And now you got your visits lined up shortly after the portal opened back up as far as visits go. And you're moving towards closing this thing out. So could be some fireworks this weekend. It's definitely something to watch. And then hopefully we'll put a bow on this class and get it done. Get it done and get it moving. Get it done. Get them in. Get them into classes January 13th. And then next thing we know, it'll be spring practice. So a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Definitely stay tuned. If you're a member of thebarnauburn.com, we'll keep you posted all weekend. If you haven't already done it, $25 off for 2025, all of 2025. So get an annual membership for only $75. You're locked in. You're good to go. Gets you through the whole year. Do it today. It gets you through the end of this portal, spring practice, summer blockbuster recruiting, the football season, and it'll get you almost all the way through the portal for next year. So and signing day. So a lot of stuff that's a lot of value there in that $75. And if you like it, obviously, you renew it and keep going. And that's what we hope for. That's what we hope to earn it. So jump on in there, see what you think, and have some fun. Jump in the conversation. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. We'll be back again Sunday night live. We've got a really good show planned. Dap's going to join me for sure. Maybe some others. We'll see what happens. But be back Sunday night live. Probably have a basketball podcast at some point in time as well. So just stay tuned to the Barn Auburn YouTube page, and we'll keep you updated with that alert. Hit that alert bell, and you'll know when we pop one off. So, guys, enjoy it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.